We want to make sure you know how to quote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through them, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff." Some people over there quiet. That's all right. Yeah. And you want the people to be able to quote these scriptures and tell you where they are. But many of the people that know these scriptures to heart don't know the God of that scripture.
Welcome to The Life Experience, a broadcast brought to you by Life Worship Center, where we're led by a dynamic duo, Bishop Denzel and Robin Rule. We are a church that lives in love, operates in integrity, walks by faith, and have been empowered by God. Stay tuned. There is definitely a life-changing word awaiting you. And now, here is Pastor Denzel with today's word.
The earth is in need for the anointed believers to stand up. There is a cry for us to arise. I cannot. My prayer has been constantly now, Lord, show me, teach me, direct me, so that this people is ready for what you're showing me. Because there's something this year, as we are entering into the fourth month now of this year, I'm telling you that there is going to be such a harvest in 2021. A harvest, not just talking about money, not just talking about souls, but talking about kingdom impact. And so here, our chief assignment is to equip you for what Father is calling you to do in the earth. This is not the place for you to get a sermon to encourage you to make you feel better about yourself. This is about empowering you to be whom God has called you to be. Now, I stumbled across the scripture the other day, and boy, it blessed me so much and it encouraged me to keep on doing what I'm doing, because it says, as he taught the word, the anointing was there to heal. The anointing was there to deliver. In other words, we could preach what God has called us to preach, and it ain't got to be, because where I come from in the old church, whenever there was a move of God, you got to keep the move going because you don't want to run the anointing. Stay with me. So whenever you see one little trouble in the water, stay there. Stay there and shout and lay hand and fall on the ground and roll over and stay there long, because you never know when God can come back. Come on, I was the only one of y'all in me in that. Y'all be there? You never know when God can come back, so you better maximize this moment. God said that's old revelation. That's Old Testament. Old Testament had them waiting for God to come back. New Testament believers know his spirit lives within us. So we don't wait for him to come back. He's always with us. Amen. So the Bible says, as Jesus was teaching the word of God, teaching, the anointing was present for healing to take place. So we could stay on our assignment teaching the word and don't have to worry about the anointing leaving. The anointing ain't loud. Neither is it soft. It's present. Glory be. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the power, and what it is, I know this for sure, is that he is calling us to prepare a people to be naturally super. If we was on Zoom, I tell you, type that. Type, I am naturally super. Go ahead, type it. I am naturally super. For many of us, the supernatural side of us was an escape from the regular us. So you escape your regular, go be supernatural for a moment in church, and then when church out, you go back to your regular. But no, I am naturally super. Super is who I am. I'm supernatural, Mama Lillian. That's what I do. I don't turn it on and off. That's what I am. Glory to God. His spirit, man, that song, it would leave me alone. His spirit lives within me, and that makes me supernatural. Glory to God. So you got to, I know for sure, this teaching series that we're on now, as we're getting ready to explode, is about ensuring that we evict low self-esteem from this room. That we evict this identity crisis that so many of the body of Christ is walking in. We have to know who we are in God. Yes. All right. Now, with that, we've been teaching, we've been on this general topic for the whole year about being matured. It's time for us to mature. We got to move from milk to meat. Glory to God. At this point, I remember when my children too, Cindy would lure them with us, that they wanted us to eat fish because you need fish for certain proteins, but Lure used to pick the fish for us. No, no, picking the fish off the bone because we were too young and couldn't handle the bones. Listen, man, she don't do that for me now. Because at some point, you got to be old enough to separate. Now, what has been happening, many of us have been saved for umpteen years, and Rev still separating the meat from the bones. And truth be told, every once in a while, when your children get a certain age, you're going to let them go eat that fish and keep the bread next to them. Just eat it, see the bread there. If anything happened, swallow it whole. Because I can't keep, you are too old now. I'm holding you back if I keep on picking off this meat and separating the bones for you. I'm going to be culpable. That ain't that big. So it is with that, beloved, that we go deeper in the word. Let's go. You ready to go deeper? Okay, so last week we shared with you that you have been designed for connection. This is where I go, and I ain't lose where I is. Here's where I am. Immature people can't get along. You didn't see that coming. Immature people can't get along. Immature people have on their report card, doesn't work well with others. That's confirmation of your immaturity. I shared on this all last week, but I just want to hit it again, make sure you understand it, that you have not been designed to do life alone. And let me go further. Once you are a believer, you must be a people's person. I'm going to say it again. Once you are a believer, you must be a people person. We like to say this, I'm not a people person. What? If you stay like that, you run the risk of running into hell. Y'all say you're ready to mature, right? No. Unbelievers have the option of not being people poisoned. But once you become a believer, your job is to win people. How you could be a believer and don't like people? We got this thing so backward. So you go to pastors' seminars and they train you to be a pastor. They say, now, if you want to be a pastor, you got to love people. Hold on. How you get this far? You made it to pastor's class to find out you got to love people. No, that's discipleship class. No, that's K1. And they ain't got no K1, right? That's K1. You tell me, you in college and you find out in college, you got to love people. So that's show how bad we've been picking off bone. And because if you could be that long in church that now you've been considered for ministry and now you're hearing you got to love people and you're sitting there like, oh, wow, boy, that's going to be a challenge. That shows how backward we are. So as believers, Lord, what happened there? Send the light. Glory to God. As believers, we've been called of God to connect with people. You have to connect with persons. Now, because of that, you cannot be careless in how you connect. You must be prayerful in how you connect. Because watch this. I want you to see this. The more time you spend with people, the more comfortable you become around them. The more comfortable you become around them, the more you open yourself to their influence. All right? So you have to connect with people, but understand this, that you got to be prayerful to know who to connect with, because when you connect with the wrong people, you give them the power to influence you. And with the assignment that God has given us and where we're called to be right now, what we're called to be doing, you cannot be giving everybody permission to influence you. You know, people say this now about, let me kind of set this before I say that. Dwayne said this one time, my brother Dwayne, who I love dearly, Dwayne says, I can think of two more opposite people than Denzel and Robin. I said, wow, Dwayne. Thanks. He actually went as far, I wish he was here so I could say it in front of him. He said, I mean, only God can make this work. That's what my brother said to me and my wife. Only God can make this work. Y'all two in. That's Denzel and Robin. But guess what? Guess what? We have friends now, pastors' friends, people who meet us and say, boy, y'all two are just alike. Oh, you miss it. People now go and say, boy, Robin answered that question the same way Denzel would answer it. Because, see, once you stay close to people, if you get close enough to them, eventually who they are will begin to influence who you are. That's why you got to be so careful who you hang around. Here is a question that you need to write down and ask yourself. Don't forget this. Do you want the people around you to influence you? Do you want the people that you're hanging around to influence you? If the answer is no, why are you hanging around them? The people who you're having lunch with, who you're chilling with, do you want them to, do you want to be like them? And if you don't want to be like them, why are you hanging around them? Watch the scripture, man. Oh, I wrote this. I wanted to say this from last week, but I didn't get it. I want to say it now. I can read it from my notes. Please understand. You know I was right like that. Please understand that the same way King Saul, watch this, went around the prophets and began prophesying is the same way that the prodigal son went around pigs and wanted to eat pig slop. I'm going to say it again. King Saul, when you read your Bible, King Saul went around a company of prophets. And the Bible says he began prophesying. The prodigal son went around pigs. It's not good enough for you to say, I would never do that, I'd never do that. What you need to say is, I'll never hang around that. Because you cannot say what you wouldn't do if you constantly hang around people that do it. Denzel, you're teaching something here today. Glory to God. So you have to be very, very careful, very judicious. Glory to God. Extremely discriminating with the people you spend time with. I didn't say who spent time with you, who you spend time with. Glory to God. Because see, the danger is you get comfortable. Let me put this in parenthetically. That's why you don't eat with everybody. Because listen to me, if y'all like me and y'all like me, when you eat, you get comfortable. Stop playing, man. Don't play. When you eat, you get. There's some people who have called me and says, can we do lunch? No, come by the office. Presidents have called me. I hope you all in here. They call me, Pastor, I want to have a lunch meeting with you. No. No, you don't have no lunch. Want me to bring something? No. I ain't eating with you. Because I want missing get comfortable around you. Because I ain't trust you like that. Get offended. You need to get the same way. No, stop all this lunch meat. No, we need no food. Let's meet the poop deck. No. We can meet in the mall yard. Let me talk to y'all single people. Y'all single ones, your first encounter, don't let it be over food. Your first meeting with them, don't let it be over food, because you talk too much when you're belly full. First date, they know your ma, your pa, your children, your ex-boyfriend. They know your ex-girlfriend. That's because you got wrong food. Don't stop it. You got fast. Happy Palm Sunday. Proverbs says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. But if you are a companion of fools, you're going to become a fool. So, you know, many of us don't pray about who we hang around. We don't make that a matter of prayer. Well, see, we understand the scripture says that be careful in anything strange. It may be anything an angel unaware. That can also be a demon unaware too. So be prayerful. You got to be extremely prayerful. When people come out of nowhere, leave them there. I don't know where this person come from. They just come out of nowhere. Go back to nowhere. Stop attaching people who come out of nowhere. They come out of nowhere. And you will marry them and they come out of nowhere. This is a good introduction. Thanks. So, now, there are some married people and some engaged persons, and who's saying this word in for them? Listen to me. Hear me good. I am talking to every human in this room. You're going to find this, that almost every dilemma you find yourself in the future can be connected to somebody you connected with. That, don't dismiss this. This ain't no singles conference. This ain't no, I'm talking to Life Worship Center. This is for the whole house. You have to be more prayerful, more meticulous. You are that special. See, especially now that you're getting in purpose. Especially now that I didn't tell you that you're in your season of increase. That you're about to increase in health and wealth and power and favor, in visibility and influence. When the devil see you rising like that and he can't get you to sin, what he does, he put people in your life. I hope y'all hearing me. He will send people. He will send a co-worker who you never noticed before. And all of a sudden, you're all friends. And then that becomes an access point to the enemy. He sent a new neighbor who like cook food for you. And so thank God for them too right there. They train us. No, food home. Food home. You don't eat out. Some of y'all don't like eat from. I don't care. This time, only bread and cheese home. Food home. Eat that matey. God, this is some good teaching for this young church this morning. So, When happens is we have a low value of ourselves, and that's why we don't interview people that get access to us. When you truly value who you are, you interrogate people before they get access to you. You think you all that? No, Buddha say no thought. I ain't thinking I all that. No, I got the Holy Ghost in me. I'm all that. And I refuse to be contaminated. Even Jesus, man. Jesus said, okay, that girl dead. All right, Peter, James, John, you come. Bartholomew, follow me. Nobody, you stay. Thomas not coming. Thomas? Jesus said, no, Thomas, you stay over there. Y'all stay there. Y'all three, come, let's go. So even Jesus is meticulous. It is so important. You look at the book of Acts chapter 13. The Bible says that after praying, the Spirit of God said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas. Yeah. After praying, and I want you to see this, man, that some of y'all, I'm talking about friends who you sit down with to wake. Some of y'all marrying people and y'all ain't praying. You wearing somebody ring and you don't hear from God yet. You buy somebody a ring and you don't hear from God yet. And I'm trying to tell you that people who you just hang with, you need to hear from God with. When you realize what you carry. See, again, to y'all, I'm an apostle. I'm preaching to the church I pastor. Because I know what I release into y'all. I know the word that God has given you. So I'm telling you who you are in God. You cannot afford to be slack. Not in this season. Not for what God has released upon us, for the favor, the wind that's behind us. I'm telling you, the enemy is going to try to contaminate it by connecting you to the wrong people. And thank you, Holy Ghost, I just heard something. Especially since we've been away from people for so long, and now things getting back up and running, and we're getting back in the flow of things now. We got vaccine out now, and everybody getting more relaxed. We got vaccine and election. That's a good combination. You put them two together, that means you're getting a lot of activity. There's a lot of movement, you know. You're free now to move around a little more, you know. The Lord working out. The Lord give you vaccine and election. And campaign season. Put them two together, freedom. But as you begin to move around, beloved, be careful that you don't get too social. Some of y'all need to keep COVID protocols. You need to socially distance. God, this feels good coming out. How can two walk together except they agree?
Thank you for tuning in to The Life Experience. You've been listening to a portion of a message from our pastor, Bishop Denzel Rolle of Life Worship Center. We invite you to join us at any of our weekly services held at the C.H. Reeves Auditorium, located Mini Street just off of Robinson Road. For more information on our ministry, visit us at facebook.com/thelifeexperience or Instagram, #LWCBahamas. You can also contact us at our office, 601-5125. We look forward to seeing and hearing from you. Join us every weekday here on Glory 93.9 FM. Until next time, have a life-filled day.